This is a Fox News alert. People at the polls. I'm Lisa LaSera. Polls just closing in South Carolina, where the Republican primary in the 1st District will be closely watched.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace is challenged by former state representative Katie Arrington, who is backed by former President Trump. GOP Governor Henry McMaster has a primary challenger, but is expected to move on and could face ex-Congressman Joe Cunningham, State Senator Mia McLeod, or another Democrat. Republican Tim Scott seeks a second full Senate term.
Fox's Kernell Scott. Polls close next hour in Maine, where House Democrat Jared Golden will learn who his Republican opponent in November will be. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot has postponed another hearing that was set for tomorrow, but Thursday's hearing will go on as scheduled, as one member of Congress is cleared of wrongdoing over allegations he aided rioters by conducting a tour January 5th, 2021.
Some Democrats in Congress have suggested that Republican members may have helped with reconnaissance before the attack. Capitol Police looked into a tour given by Georgia House Republican Barry Loudermilk to a group of about 15 people on January 5th, 2021. The investigation finds he was just showing constituents around. He said the tour was of House office buildings, not the Capitol building itself. The House committee investigating the riot is still asking for testimony from Congressman Loudermilk.
Fox's Chris Foster. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he will back bipartisan legislation on gun safety if the text is the same as what was agreed on.
It's a step forward on a bipartisan basis, and further demonstrates to the American people that we can come together, which we have done from time to time on things like infrastructure and postal reform, to make progress for the country.
A group of 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats agreed on the framework over the weekend. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another lawsuit is filed over Florida's new heartbeat law restricting abortion to 15 weeks of pregnancy.
An environmental lawyer and Democratic former state legislator from Boynton Beach, Florida, who now takes the title of rabbi and runs a small congregation, is suing the state over its new abortion law, arguing it violates the tenets of Judaism. Barry Silver filed his lawsuit in a state court in Tallahassee and argues that limiting pregnancy terminations to the first 15 weeks impacts religious freedom. Silver's synagogue doesn't belong to a mainstream denomination. Traditional and Orthodox rabbis are often pro-life. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The European Union's drug agency says trafficking and drug use across the nations are returning to pre-pandemic levels as COVID restrictions, including border controls, have been relaxed. It says drugs are available in large quantities, in some cases above pre-pandemic levels. Summer hasn't officially arrived, but figures are out on the back-to-school shopping season.
The kids might still be in school, but it's forecast that retail sales should be strong for the back-to-school shopping season from a year ago. However, the growth won't be as robust as last year as businesses rebounded from pandemic-related virtual schooling. MasterCard Spending Pulse, which tracks spending across all payment forms, forecasts that back-to-school spending will be up 7.5% between July the 14th through September the 5th, compared with the year-ago period when sales rose 11%. Back-to-school is the second biggest season for retailers and is often viewed as an early indicator of retail momentum ahead of the traditional holiday season. season.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Serena Williams is going to play at Wimbledon after all. The All England Club has announced that she was awarded a wild card entry for singles, marking a return to Grand Slam action after a year away. She hasn't competed since getting injured during Wimbledon in 2021. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.